I've had a difficulty breathing his whole life, and the complications of polio are what took him from us too soon. He would have been very upset that polio still persists even though we have a vaccine. He would have been equally upset that back in India, we had polio virus on our shoes from walking through the contaminated gutters that spread the disease. We were spreading the virus with our every footstep, right under the beautiful kids playing everywhere. The world's on the verge of eliminating polio. There's 328 people infected so far. Let's get it eradicated soon. Perhaps one of you will do that. My dad was valedictorian of the Flint Mandeville High School class of 1956 of about 90 kids. I happened across his graduating speech recently and it blew me away. 53 years ago, my dad said, "We are entering a changing world, one of automation and employment change where education is an economic necessity. We will have increased periods of time to do as we wish, as our work week and our retirement age continue to decline, but we wish that were true. We shall take part in or witness developments in science, medicine, and industry that we can only dream of today. It is said the future of any nation can be determined by the care and preparation given its youth. If all the youths of America were as fortunate in securing an education as we have been, then the future of the United States would be even more bright than it is today."